Hey, Colin here. We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stucker. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen. And also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order. Welcome back, ladies and gents, to another human-designed show within a show on theancestralmind.com. Today's short 10 minutes or less show on an actionable, important topic reminder, article, rant, Q&A, what have you, an easy-to-digest single idea that's going to give you your daily dose of ancestral health. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, founder of Wild Foods Co. and theancestralmind.com, and let's get into today's topic, sleep. So you can actually download the 7 Principles of Living Wild over at theancestralmind.com. There'll be links below, but right on the homepage, you can get that PDF. It'll also get you our newsletter and when we drop new shows, so I highly, highly recommend doing that. This principle today is about sleep. We're going to set the timer and we're going to go for no more than 10 minutes and we're going to cover sleep. The second most important principle of human health and longevity is your sleep. And so I'm going to read some of these bullets and then I'm going to talk to you about my recommendations and then we're just going to maybe wrap about it for a little bit and then I'm going to let you go to get back to your day. So the first thing is you got to sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. If you're not sleeping when the sun's going down and waking when the sun's coming up to match the natural circadian rhythm of planet Earth herself, then you need to do things to mitigate that. So that's going to be a very important thing to consider. And some of the hacks, tips, or tricks are just for that. So sleep more when you're exercising more and when dealing with stress. So sleep's one of those things that you can modulate. Sometimes your body's going to need less, sometimes it's going to need more. Maybe during winter, we sleep more, we tend to hibernate more. That makes sense. There's more stressors in the environment. Maybe there's less food available, etc. If you have more stress in your job or in your training or your fitness or your health or your traveling, you're always going to want to get more sleep to allow your body to catch up. Rest, repair, and recover. That's the primary thing you're designed for. And when you try to forego and you try to skip out on sleep, you're going to have major downstream effects in the short term and in the long term. And it's just not something that is ideal. It's a really, really big risk to take for your long-term health and longevity. It's not like you can just go back and fix years of going without sleep. So I would highly recommend prioritizing it now today, making it sacred, and then actually just watch how much better you feel and how much more productive you are on a regular basis. It really is amazing. And when you develop that habit and you make that connection, you'll never want to go back to being sleep deprived again. So some of my tips for getting better sleep are sleep in a pitch black room. So invest in some blackout curtains. That right there can just really be a game changer for some people. The second thing was actually probably the first thing. This is the first purchase that I got when I started taking sleep very seriously. Get a sound machine. It can quite literally change your life. I have a Marpac, whatever it's called, you can find on Amazon. And then I also have this digital one that is pretty good. It's like $25. It's definitely Chinese made. It's not really high quality and it's a digital sound versus a fan sound. But I find that I can turn it up quite a bit, which helps drown out Daro screaming in the mornings as he's wont to do. So I basically have both of those going at night. And if I'm traveling, I almost always bring 2 sound machines, sometimes 3. And it's just night and day difference. It really is insane how much a sound machine can filter out the rest of the world to help you sleep in, but also just help you not be disturbed from the random creaks and sounds and dogs barking and alarms and sirens and all the things that can happen on a nightly basis that can really disrupt REM cycles. Like, you don't want that. You don't want to be disturbed if you're naturally in a sleep state. That's not ideal. This other tip relates to your bedroom. You want to turn off and unplug all devices in your room, especially any that emit artificial light. So you know how you have like your TV plugged in and it's got like a little like red or blue light showing it's in standby mode or whatever? Kill that crap. That stuff is bad news bears. They've actually done research where they've wrapped up subjects completely head to toe, covered them, and shined a little bit of light on the back of their calf. and then tested their melatonin levels to show how the body actually responded and it suppressed certain hormones that were necessary for sleep while also stimulating hormones that would lead them to waking up. This is very powerful stuff. Think about it. Light is part of our environment, right? Without it, we wouldn't be here today. We would be nocturnal bats, basically. Because we have nighttime and because we have daytime, we had to have evolutionary strategies. And responding to light, waking up when the sun comes up, and then getting naturally tired when the sun goes down is part of our biology. All these things make sense, and there's huge deep rabbit holes you can go down. But for the most part, if you just focus on sleeping in a pitch black room, trying to get on a solid sleep schedule, try to sleep as much as you need every night. So basically let your body sleep until you wake up naturally. That's my preferred way. And turning off all devices in the room, especially Wi-Fi at night, topic for another day, but EMF and things like that, you're basically basking in low-dose microwaves rays, which is not good. So you don't really want to sleep with the Wi-Fi on. That's a big one. There's even EMF that's put off by things plugged into the wall. And so I actually have these plugs that I can switch it off at the wall level, and where you plug the plug into this little switch, and then the switch plugs in the wall, and then so I can turn the whole thing off at the wall at the socket level, so it's not drawing any electricity from some kind of like standby mode and then letting that dirty electricity seep out of the sides and then get into your home. Another strategy for sleeping better and falling asleep easier is avoid screen use 1 to 2 hours before bed. Ideally reading like a Kindle or nothing at all, reading by candlelight, or just like hanging out with your family and don't look at screens at all. Screens, especially those that emit blue light, really mess up your hormones, and especially when they get into your eyeballs, right? So you can actually get some blue light blocking glasses, which would definitely help. And there's some apps you can install on your computer like F.Lux, or another one recommended by Amanda from Raw Fitness and Nutrition. I believe it's called Iris, but don't quote me on that. You want to get these, you want to turn them on, you want to reduce as much of the blue light or completely eliminate it as possible. If you have an iPhone, I'm not sure about Android, but an iPhone has a night shift mode that you can actually program in to go off almost the whole day. I basically have it turn off at 9:59 a.m. and then turn back on at 10 a.m. so that it basically gives me a 24-hour cycle, and there's only 1 minute each day where it's not on. And I'm so used to looking at my screen that way, like I don't even notice it. In fact, if I switch it off and I go to that natural blue hue, it looks harsh and it actually hurts my eyes, and it's probably a sign that like that's not ideal, right? So iPad, phones, whatever, try to use some kind of feature or app to reduce as much of the blue light as possible. So not to overload you with too much information, when it comes to sleep, we all sleep. We all know it's important. We all know how we feel when we don't get it. So take some action steps today. Go buy a sound machine. Go get some blackout curtains. Figure out if there's some things you can do around your routine in the morning or at night, or your room to soundproof or to make it darker or whatever, and start with those as steps. And then as you get better sleep and you get more addicted to getting that better sleep, then you can look to maybe some more advanced techniques or advanced products like maybe the chili pad or other things like a weighted blanket, gravity blanket. There's a lot of interesting things, a lot of which I haven't even actually researched myself, and I probably should. But if you're going to take any actions today, start with buying a sound machine, buying blackout curtains, and then downloading a F.Lux app for your computer to reduce blue light, and turning on night shift on your phone, or installing an app if it's an Android to reduce the blue light on your phone. Those few things right there, for most people, could probably increase sleep hours by something like 15 to 30%, I would guess. Not to mention, you could improve REM sleep and deep sleep because you've controlled your environment that much more. Of course, sleep in a cool room. If you're having trouble falling asleep, a good hack is actually to take a hot shower and then let your body cool down afterwards. Most of the time, that's gonna help you go to sleep. I've noticed personally that if I'm sticky or if I feel a little warm, I have trouble falling asleep. And so that's why my nightly routine almost always includes a shower. So that's gonna be it for today's episode. Short, sweet, to the point, some action steps. Do something about it. Go on Amazon, go download the app, check the settings on your phone. Don't just listen to this and go on with your day. Sleep is integral to long-term health, but it's also integral to getting good work done now, right? You want your productivity to soar. You want your performance to soar. You want to kickstart fat loss or break through a plateau that you're at right now. Get more sleep. All right, I'm Colin Stucker. You can follow me on Instagram at Colin Stucker. All the links and everything are going to be in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, do all those things. We really appreciate you helping us spread this message, and I will see you in the next one. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Colin. Thanks for listening to that show. Before you head out, I want to remind you to hop on the Friday AM5 newsletter. Every week, I curate some of my favorite content from around the web. This is a short email and the easiest way to get any of the updates you may have missed. So head over to colin.coach to sign up, and I hope to see you there.